Kirtan speaking, and last evening he was asking Arjun, saying that people who like matpara means very like being loyal to me and keeps on practicing, keeps on, you know, doing what they feel like, and not keep on changing loyalty. Like you were saying, certainly they reach me, you know, they come to me. And also kind of like some kind of promise, you know, he's making, he's saying like tesham aham samudharta mrittu sansar sagarat bhavamina chirat parth maya vesit chet sam. Also he's saying that actually like a I really kind of saying like I really make sure that they are liberated. You know? Some, yeah, like people who really being loyal to me and keep on walking. And bhavamina chirak parth. And he's saying like practices, you know, done like that, they really stay with one, you know, they don't really fall apart, you know, even if you kind of like start doing something else. So whatever you have done like that, you know, the way he asked, so then those practices, you know, the effect of them will stick to you, kind of somehow will not fall apart. And like maya vesit chet sam. You know, some like people who really like using sensing and then practicing, using not the thinking faculty but the sensing faculty, and through that practice So it's saying like actually, they really walk towards me. And
What do you mean by sensing faculty? Can you give me an example?
yeah, like kind of like, there is like in life, there is like mostly like we make decision, and decision is based on kind of like thinking. And like what he is referring, if this practices, they are not based on the mind, they are based on like this kind of like probably sensing will be kind of like 4 a.m. seeing ability, somehow. Like something, like you really sense, but not clearly seen.
Okay.
So that, so it's saying, Maya Vesit Chetsam. Like somebody, like who really has entered, in a sensing way, and like practicing, somebody who really adopted practices via sensing way. So it's saying like they really doesn't go in vain, like it could be that like person stops and does something else. But as soon as like connection or connectivity will happen, this will again keep on going and growing. So that's why like he's saying like, it will not go even in vain. Mai ev man adhast. मई बुद्धिम निवेशय निवशिष्यस मई एव अत ऊर्ध न संशया. सो सेइंग बिकॉज इट डजंट गो इन वेन दिस सो नाउ ही इज लाइक टॉकिंग इन ए लाइक लैंग्वेज ऑफ इन्वेस्टमेंट निवेश काइंड ऑफ सो सेइंग because your investment will not go in vain, because it's like certainly, at least that much will be left with you. You will not be a loser. So he's saying this is why it's good to really invest your mind to me as well as your decision making faculty. And that means like so that somehow like many times he used this word ananya, like yeah, ananya means not having any other possibility left, kind of like ananya means like a like somehow felt way has come, like because also felt way there are times that felt way is also keeps on changing, like we feel maybe Nadia is good, and then also like after feel maybe kind of so there are times that felt way is also not complete, and then there comes like a time that this felt way is like more crystal, kind of like more clear and is not changing. Like this faculty really somehow we can say evolves. If this word is not good, so something happens to this faculty and then is more clarity in the felt way. So he's saying from there on, like once there is more clarity, but not on mental level, you know, because that clarity he's not talking. He's talking clarity on feeling level. And there on, like after that, once you, then there is like another kind of like movement, kind of like moved way of movement, you know, like prior to this is like a kind of like you really have to, like somebody, you know, like say when I make decision, so like, you know, I know, like I means like my decision making faculty goes along with the decision, but there are other people like who really have to do the job, because decision making faculty is like this is small, and then somebody has to follow this decision. So whoever that somebody is, there is no clarity on that level. Like whoever is following the decision is like a is being sucked, you know. Like whoever has to follow, like you know, with also like kind of like when there is a possibility, you know, to create a sangha like that, you know, that everyone is listening to one person and not allowing other people to develop this faculty, then you know it's very, very good. Like sangha, like will really work, and you know, like you will be kind of like everything will be done. But kind of like benefit will be like whoever is making the sangha, like not the sangha. Like sangha, nobody will have development in that way, kind of like because everyone is kind of like is using this kind of like, you know, this decision making faculty using what is behind. And what Krishna is saying, you know, not that way. Like if you really want to be clear, so then that is not the way, you know, to for, so he's saying like when like when, you know, this, say, whoever is following decision-making faculty, that has 4 a.m. clarity, like this, you know, somehow. This cannot be, like, say, you know, if I am your friend, so there can be my one state of mind, that I really follow you because I don't know. And if you are not doing anything to me, like you are not allowing me to grow, because could be that all the life I could follow you without any development in me, because you are not giving opportunity for me to really wander, to really think, to be indecisive. Because, you know, there is always like a very clear decision. You say, as I walk left, then I walk left. Say, walk right, then I walk right. So, you know, it will be perfect, like, for our company, as well as for you, like, because, you know, but not for me. Whoever is following, and Krishna is like, I think he has very much hesitation of that way, because he doesn't want followers. Yeah. So that's why he's saying, kind of like, you know, huge, but in that way, like in a kind of edge long edge, that is not, keep on doing, and some kind of like sensing will appear. You know, life really brings sensing. And once that has happened, it's really good to invest. Like, you know, because it's 4 a.m. clarity, so certainly we can be in doubt. So that's why like he's like making very clear, you know, when you have 4 a.m. clarity, is really good to invest.
4 a.m. clarity?
It means like at 4 a.m., you know, there is
some
light. Yeah, yeah.
Got it. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, if I understand, what he's saying is that he's speaking not just when we're from the decision making, but also when we drop to the feeling.
Yeah. Also
kind
there.
Of way of making. Also there.
Yeah.
That it's not always.
It's not like, you know.
100%.
It's not like even then, because feeling, this feeling realm, is like I think. Kind of like the intellectual realm, you know, has been like very much touched like by the world, you know. There are like all the, you know, universities, everything pro to intellectual, you know. So there is a lot of clarity. But feeling, you know, is almost, I think, you know, is like a foreign realm to us still, like even now. So that's why like he's saying, like, and as long as and this clarity on intellectual, you know, it doesn't work, you know. It's like only for time being, you know. Like the intellectual clarity is like kind of like 1 hour, 2 hours, you know. It doesn't like really last much. And this clarity...
doesn't illuminate a very wide
yeah.
area.
And this really kind of illuminate very wide.
The feeling.
And he really knows that. Like also kind of like touching the feeling realm, still there will be unclarity, still there will be
changeability.
So that's why he's saying like, while, you know, you have come to this feeling realm and it's like a 4 a.m. kind of clarity, some clarity is there. So that time is really good to like invest what I am saying, you know, like what really, and certainly there will be mistakes, you know, it's not that, there is no way out without mistakes.
And he's telling us to be aware that we can also, even if we feel very confident,
still there is changeability, and then, you know, we really don't beat ourselves, because it's the nature of, like, what happens, like, also, like, if I'm very confirmed that, you know, I'm very right, and then I might beat myself.
Mm.
So also not giving us that opportunity to beat ourselves.
To beat ourselves?
Yeah. Like, kind of like...
making a mistake? Or?
Like when we make mistake, after we really kind of, you know, not this kind, but somehow like, you know,
I know.
I'm, the, you know, that feeling.
Ananya, I've heard the word used in connection with Ananya Bhakti.
Yeah.
Is this the kind of thing
you're
talking about?
Yeah, Ananya.
So, my concept of it so far has been bhakti, where the bhakta is lost in the object of devotion. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And is this what he's talking about now?
That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
And then he's saying, niva sisyas mai eva at urdh na sansaya. And kind of like a being involved like that, you know, from that little clarity. Certainly he's saying that there will be like a urdh, you know, like up, going up, like in the clarity. Urdh means like all the spiritual path is like really path of fire, you know, really going up. Like, and that means like in consciousness, probably kind of like goes to more connectivity and more connectivity, kind of like, you know, probably to global connectivity. So he's saying certainly there is no doubt that like the way of fire will be happening, way of like really clarity will certain come, like slowly but with certainty. अथ चित्तं समाधातुं न शक्नोसि मयि स्थिरं अभ्यास योगेन ततो माम इच्छा सुम धनंजय. And now saying like when you are really along with like this 4 a.m. clarity. So like certainly clarity will grow, but this growth can be interrupted by, now he's talking about that, like the sanskaras, you know, chitta, like, you know, there will be like, from the chitta, you know, something which really can delude clarity. So saying just be aware that even, you know, in this, you will really grow, but still clarity can be deluded by sanskaras, like that. And na saknosi mai sthiram, and probably there will be, because of the sanskaras, certainly there will be doubt in me. Doubt in me will come. Kind of like, you know, because somehow, you know, because of the sanskara, you know, more green, you know, has come. So things look green. And when things look green, then certainly there is doubt in me. So at that time he's saying like abhyas yogin tato, like when something like that happen, that you really start doubting me, then again use, like somehow practice it so that doubt in me is removed, like, you know, so that you stay with your investment.
This what?
Like stay with your investment, you know, investment in that, in Krishna.
What kind of practices, for example?
Like practices means like, you know, say suddenly like, you know, there I feel aversion, you know. So really, not to go with that, really again, you know, and then clarity will happen. So saying like, even in this situation, there will come times that doubt will appear. So that time, not really engage with doubt, but, you know, give some time and then, you know. Tato mam ikchaptum dhananjay. And then, like when doubt is there, then really you can think of our like use the mind power like towards me, like some mental exercises, you know, like, and then they will make a change.
I have a slightly detour question. I've been trying to get a concept, new one, for chitta. Before I thought of it as, I don't know, mind stuff or mind. And then I've seen it translated as memory. Memory.
Uh-huh.
And I never saw it, so I don't know what is it? What is it? If you could say.
Probably, you know, like the, you know, blueprint of individuality. Really,
what are the mind thing to go back to Krishna?
Like, you know, mentally, kind of engage, because on the feeling level, doubt will be on the feeling level. So at that time, if like you really mentally are involved with no doubt, so soon this will change. So this is what. So like, you know, it's not like, like, you know, because memory is like more active.
Yeah.
And this is like very, very passive.
Does it actually have a subtle form?
Yeah, it has a subtle form.
Would it be analogous to the psychological world on the tree?
Yes, psychological.
And at moksha, does it go?
citta really leaves you.
Okay, good, thank you.
अथे तदपि शक्तो असि कर्तुं मद उद्योग आश्रितः सर्व कर्म फल त्यागम ततः कुरु यतात्मान। एनीथिंग यू नो मे बी देयर आर टाइम्स दैट लाइक यू नो द फीलिंग doubt is so intensive, so you know intensity is so kind of deep that mental kind of like you know this will not work. Like there are times that because of the intensity you know mental will not work. So if that is the case, then he's saying certainly like really like use another way, which is like, you know, fruits are not because of me. You know? Fruits are because of somebody else. And then maybe like this feeling level doubt, you know, gets clear. Like another technique, another way could be that feeling level doubt is not going through the mental involvement. So at that time, really think that, you know, the fruit of action doesn't depend on me. And then maybe there is like some space and this clarity happens. And
doesn't depend on me, the individual, not Krishna.
Yeah. Doesn't depend on individual, means me. Because
not Krishna,
like individual. Mm. So then you know you will have like little space, you know, little.
Yes.
And then maybe like feeling gets clear.
Would another way be to examine the doubt and find the root of the doubt?
You know, it could be, but like actually, like when feeling is like very dark the doubt. Then it's really, examination is really difficult like what go to examine, you know.
Right.
Like say if I'm kind of writing with something black in my toe, like something. So probably, you know, that at that time, you know, like after a while, it will be really good. But yeah.
Ajayji, when you say the fruits don't depend on me,
the
fruits don't depend on the individual.
Individual, yeah. Like that can like intensity can be down because of that.
Yeah, but when you say this, what's the trick? The fact that the individual is doing the meditation, but the fruits don't depend on what the individual
is. Yeah, because then, like, you are not very, stick with the fruit.
What?
Like, sticking with the fruit, because doubt comes. Like, why doubt will happen on feeling level? Because, like, probably, you know, you are not, there is no growth, you know. Because he's saying like when there is a doubt on feeling level, and doubt will always come if you don't think that there is enough fruit. So like if giving more space means like thinking that probably like you know the fruit is not because of me, because of somebody else, and then there will be like more space, you know, like feeling will not be as dense as it was. And then there will be a way to, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
But what I'm asking is the fact that it's seemingly the individual that's practicing, don't depend on the fact that the individual is practicing, or it's just we just say the fruits don't depend on me as a trick to make
me. As a trick.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, fruit depends, like certainly
but
depends on individual.
The fruit
but,
does depend.
But it's like a really good trick, you know, a really good lie, you know.
Not anymore.
You know, like, kind of, you know, like,
as a way of saying
yeah.
that it's not all in my hands.
Yeah, 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 something like that.
And
you're saying the fruit is really actually in reality.
Like, you know, somehow, but like, what will happen? Like, if I say, you know, fruit is in my hand, probably I will be so tense, and probably I will not act. Like, if I fully take responsibility, then it's really difficult to act upon. So it's a really good trick, you know.
But I thought that from readings from before. That one of the the main message of the Bhagavad Gita was the fruit of our action is not ours. Like to perform the action full or wholeheartedly,
yeah.
but let go of the fruit.
Yeah, because the, like
you
will yeah because you then you will be tension free.
But you're saying it's just a trick.
Just like you know to have more space, like really. So that we can swim, you know, in the space. Like if I really think that, you know, I have, like, fruit is because of me. So my action will be, like, very tense, you know, like, all the time, you know.
Focused
kind of like,
on the fruit.
Yeah, like, you know, always, like, my hand like this. You know?
Mm.
And, like, it's really big liberty, you know.
Mm.
Like, really big trick and big liberty.
That's still a trick.
Each trick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ajayji, the teachings, do they land in the individual place as well as somewhere else?
Yeah.
And by landing in the individual place, it's reducing the individual place.
Mm.
And by landing in the other place, it's leaving less space for the individual place.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is the difficulty because, like, if there is a joy of feeling individuality, that will be lost. So many times, like in the role of a teacher, you really have to hold back, you know, this individual place, because there is no joy left. Like, as soon as you are more spacious, like another kind of joy, you know, like the spacious joy, but that individuality cannot feel. So many times, like, we jump out of this, you know, spaciousness to individual, individuality. In this role, many times, like, we make mistake, and from spaciousness, we jump to individual in order to enjoy the joy. Of
in order to enjoy the joy of
yeah.
the person
yeah,
you're
of
teaching
the,
to?
Yeah.
What was that you said, of the person what?
You're teaching?
Yeah. Kind of level. There is a joy, like, of teaching. From the individual place.
From the individual place.
Yeah. And many times like that is like, that becomes so important that we lose like the spaciousness and come there to join the joy.
Is it because we haven't grown familiar with the joy?
You know, because that is like very kind of like a, say, you know, say if you are putting like 5 rupee coin on my hand, and if I have no eyes so far, so that will be like more, you know, that because of weight, that will be better than 5 rupee, you know, note, paper. Like for me, because I don't have eyes. You know, because she was asking specifically, like any role, you know, from like as soon as you take on role, any role, certainly there is a joy of the role, like, you know, that we cannot kind of skip. You know, there is. So, like what maybe like a better person will do, you know, try to let go of the joy and act from spaciousness, and also like, you know, it's kind of like very, very soon I can really jump in the individuality because of that joy, and then it will not be same as I was doing.
Like not like relaxing the involvement of the individuality in the teaching.
Relaxing.
Like, so that the individuality is less involved. Is as little involved
yeah,
as
like,
possible.
Yeah, you know, that is the kind of like a, you know, the as a teacher role. Like if individuality is less, it's better. Always better. And if not, then it's best. Yeah.
But were you asking about, because what I understood is you asking about the teachings.
Yeah, I was not asking that, but it's interesting as well.
And like you, because you said teaching.
Yeah, I was more asking about the actual part of the individual, not in the teacher, but in the person who
received
the teaching.
Uh-huh.
I was more asking of the actual how much what's happening at the individual level actually matters. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I know, actually. Many times fully matters, you know. Depends like on intensity of individual, like feeling individual. Sometimes like really everything matters. And if intensity is like low, then like, you know, any, like in life, there are like maybe low, medium, and high intensity. So if intensity is high, you know, everything will matter. If intensity is low, you know, something will matter, something will not matter. Like intensity of feeling I, me, are individual. If that is low, then less matter. Medium, little more matter, and high, everything matters.
Identity of feeling I?
Feeling individual. Like, you know, it's like more intensity of feeling individual, you know, more it matters. Less intensity, less it matters. Kind of like, say, if I'm walking there.
But ultimately, does it really matter?
No, we are not talking about ultimate. Like in, like really, kind of like I talk about ultimate, like maybe, like in 1 month, you know, one time. So just to, you know, like I'm always talking on relative level, you know, because if you are ultimate, you know, I have nothing to teach to you. Yeah. So, you know, that's why I really kind of like, I really speak maybe once in a while, just so that you remember that, you know, like we are going towards that, just this much. Like, like it's always like relative. You know? What I say is not never ultimate. And
it's because when you said the fruits are not in our hands,
yeah.
Then I thought you was.
But it's like a trick, also, I said.
To carry on from her question,
uh-huh.
I have
yes.
one question about
yeah.
this.
So I can close the book because, like,
I know.
Thank you. Yeah.
So if you're really intensely into the individuality,
mm-hmm.
then you said everything is important. Or does it everything seem important?
Yeah, seem important.
Okay.
Like to me,
yeah.
it will be important, not seem important.
Right.
Like to me, because I'm talking to me. So then everything will be important, not seem important.
What I mean, for example, if somebody stole my parking place and
mm-hmm.
I'm really, really angry.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll cool down
mm-hmm.
sooner or later,
yeah.
and then it won't be important.
Then it won't be. Because
so
that's why I said, like, you know, low, medium, and high.
Gotcha. So when I'm low intensity
yeah.
in the individuality, somebody stole my parking place, and I go, what the hell?
Like, kind of, like you have more space to cope with it.
Okay. Because, got it.
Yeah. You know, like, actually, life is like, kind of like, you know, it will be like, actually, you know, like, for talking, I'm saying like low, medium, and
mm-hmm.
high, but it's like always changing, you know, this intensity of I,
mm-hmm.
all the time, like, it's like, you know, 0 degree, then 0.1, kind of like, it we can divide into, like, I think, you know, thousands happen, and this is why, like, teachings, you know, like, if this degree is not understood,
mm-hmm.
like, which degree are you in,
mm-hmm.
is really difficult, you know. I can be talking of, like, low, and you will be, if you are in high, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to match, like, you know, if, like, there is a difference between, say, 0 and 5, like, if, like, what I am seeing, difference is 0 to 5, then you could hear me. But if difference is more than that, then it's very difficult to hear, you know. Like you will hear, but not what, you know, because of the change of intensity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the teachers these days who teach the absolute stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? I usually find that irritating.
I think to any kind of like people who can feel, it will be irritating.
And the people that enjoy it, that get something out of it, I mean, obviously there must be many reasons, but is one reason that it's good they need to know that the absolute exists?
No, somehow like then they really can do what they want.
Oh, I see, okay.
Like it's like, you know, one of the reasons, because there will be doubt. Like always, like in life, there is doubt. And I go to teacher because of my doubt.
Mm.
And if teacher say, you are absolute, you know, I can do what I want.
Okay.
No responsibility. So I think, you know, it really, you know, like in that way, really helpful. But maybe for teaching, it's not very helpful.
Okay, thank you.
And when you say it's better in teaching, it's better to be in a spacious place than in is there a way to cultivate it?
To?
Cultivate.
Yeah.
And not to fall back to the joy of individuality?
Yeah, you know, because when you fall back, really to know, I stop now.
Just to be aware of that.
Yeah, just to be aware of and then stop. like stuffing, and then again spaciousness will come. Maybe like this is not so good for the role, because then the students will know, ah, now you are not kind of. But I think, you know, it's good that people know.
So, saying, putting it in my words, like when I notice the eye, like when Sandhya comes in, then to stop and wait. Or
yeah, like, you know, say, are, don't talk, absolute, like, kind of like in other way of saying something, which doesn't mean to you as well as to others much. Kind of to continue, like there is also a way that nobody understands and you can kind of
get out of it.
Bullshit. Well, I think, you know, there is some bullshit, you know, in
yeah.
in everything what we do.
Absolutely.
So, of course, yeah.